kickers. Militant kickers. His name is Io Kamathi, 39 years old, and what's troubling many is that he's a federal law enforcement employee with the Department of Homeland Security and Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
That's how we gonna put a foot in this cracker's ass and bring an end to him on planet Earth with black male aggression.
But it's his moonlighting videos on the internet that are attracting attention.
Ain't nobody gonna be allowed to confuse us and make us think that when we see a black man that's a warrior, that we looking at a homo, and when we looking at a homo that's talking black talk, that we looking at a black man.
His website, called War on the Horizon, says its purpose is preparing black people for an unavoidable clash with the white race.
He's propagating some serious hate, including the mass extermination of whites. He's got anti-gay, anti-Semitic material on there. It's really, really extreme.
The liberal-leaning Southern Poverty Law Center says Mr. Kamathi is the individual known on internet web videos as the irritated genie, a fiery black nationalist.
No, brother, we mad at the white boy, that's okay.
And while there are thousands of hate videos and websites, what makes War on the Horizon different is the apparent connection to a government employee.
You can't, as an employee of DHS, just do whatever you want. You have to report this kind of material, given the sensitive nature of the law enforcement work.
ICE put out a statement. ICE does not condone any type of hateful rhetoric or advocacy of violence of any kind against anyone. Every ICE employee is held to the highest standard of professional and ethical conduct. Accusations of misconduct are investigated thoroughly, and if substantiated, appropriate action is taken. But both left and right have strong reactions, including Sarah Palin, who called it unflipping believable. We reached out to Mr. Kamathi both on the phone today and by email with no response. He apparently wasn't at work. Government employees in these types of situations have to get clearances for outside activities, but the Department of Homeland Security would not comment when we asked whether Mr. Kamathi had fully disclosed the nature of his outside activities. And so far, no indication from the government that he's been suspended or placed on administrative leave.
I have a feeling they'll be looking into this one.